The stories you hear in the news can be heavy. Things about the economy and poverty and class and race. And in Michigan, we talk a lot about how all those things intersect in one place, Detroit. A group of artists and activists is dealing with some of these topics in a wildly creative way. Their goal is to reimagine the future of the city from a Black perspective. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris. Now, I want you to think of musician George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic and Spaceships. Think of Grace Jones and her wild outfits and androgynous style. Or think of jazz musician Sun Ra, who told everyone he was from Saturn. Space is the place. All of these artists were influenced by something called Afrofuturism. It's a cultural aesthetic, a way of looking at the future through a Black cultural lens. It combines science fiction, technology, mysticism, African traditions, and other influences. And it's helped shape some big Detroit institutions like Motown and techno. Ingrid LaFleur is an artist and art curator, and she started a group that's all about celebrating Afrofuturism. It's called Afrotopia.
We laugh, we play, we're open. We love diversity. We have no problem with it. And that's something that I keep telling people when it comes to Detroit. Go to the Northwest Side. Get out of, you know, Corktown, Midtown, Downtown, and go into deep Blackness. It's okay. We're fun.
The group put on a film festival this spring, and it recently hosted a tiny festival in Detroit with a DJ and performances and workshops. There was also a sacred circle for women to share their life experiences. A handful of women sat in lawn chairs, and LaFleur started the conversation.
The more I travel, the more I'm realizing that the pain that I feel as a Black American, or that collective depression that I share in and think it's only amongst my own community, is actually everywhere. So when I think about healing the Black body, I'm constantly thinking about that wisdom, that indigenous wisdom that resides in our blood, and trying to awaken that.
LaFleur says now is the time to shine as superheroes. And that's actually another idea of Afrofuturism, that we all have magical powers and superhero abilities. She also said we need tools to deal with the pain and struggle that is constant. Think Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland. Think Ferguson and Charleston. LaFleur says that pain goes back a long way.
My grandmother dealt with it, my father dealt with it, and now I'm dealing with it. It's seeping through generations, and that all of this historical trauma is just adding up and spewing out.
She says the starting point of healing for her is the Black body, because she occupies one, so she's trying to attend to her own wounds. But how does Afrofuturism help? The answer is that wild creativity can lead to healing, and not just on a personal level. Yatasha Womack is an author and filmmaker. She says Afrofuturism can help empower people to shape and change the world around them. And that's an appealing idea in Detroit, a majority Black city where many African American residents say their vision for their hometown is not being heard.
When you look at the concept of how we've been taught to look at the future, oftentimes, the assumption has been that people of color aren't in positions to be able to shape the future, or in some cases, to shape their realities.
Womack says you can see that with science fiction, where there are not many people of color represented. But Afrofuturism flips the script and puts brown and Black people at the center of the experience. Womack also says Afrofuturism resonates with people who are looking for hope.
I think it speaks to people who need to feel encouraged, to feel like there is a platform to be different and to use their imagination and to really follow their own voice.
One of the big ideas of Afrofuturism is that everyone's voice matters. And Womack says when a range of perspectives are heard and valued, it makes it possible to move forward together. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.